Over the years, Red Adair and his crew put on dozens of seemingly unstoppable oil well fires. Then in 1991, the Persian Gulf War resulted in a challenge that made all previous fires seem like child's play. Earlier, the nation of Iraq had invaded and conquered its tiny oil-rich neighbor, Kuwait. The United States and other nations responded by driving the Iraqis out of Kuwait in Operation Desert Storm. Before leaving Kuwait, however, the Iraqis ignited over 500 oil wells. Their fire burned more than 6 million barrels of oil a day. Crude oil was going up in flames at a rate of $1,000 a second. That black smoke was dense. It blotted out the moon.
Shut up.
The noonday sun and fouled the atmosphere as far away as Hawaii. It seemed as if the whole nation was on fire. It was little wonder that the task of extinguishing these fires was monumental. The job was far too big for the 75 years at Red Adair and his company to do alone, so three other firefighters' companies joined the effort. Nobody had ever seen since a situation quite like this. There was nothing but fire, smoke, and sticky pools of oil all over the place.